The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
This is the Eric Stewart Show, and I'm Eric Stewart, your host every Sunday morning, bringing you the truth in real estate. So grateful. Grateful is a great word to use to describe how I feel about you joining me today. If you've been thinking of selling your home or buying a home in 2021, listen up. Next week, I will be discussing the Market Ready Guide, which is the primer on how to get ready to sell for top dollar. I will go over the questions that you ask a realtor before you hire one. I will go over what are the top investments you can make to make you money to sell. And I'll also discuss the overall process and what are some of the surefire ways to get your home sold and do it right. So join me next week. Our whole show will be dedicated to the Market Ready Guide. You'll want to hear that for sure. I've been selling now for 33 years. This past year, we sold 167 homes. This year, we have seen the market continue in its fire, just a fire under the belly of the market, creating multiple contract scenarios. I want to mention three specific stories today. The first is regarding a home that we sold in Manassas, Virginia, with 24 offers. I want to discuss how that happened. Also, we held two open houses this past weekend and what happened there, because albeit I'm not a big believer in open houses, and I tell my clients 1% of the time a home will sell from an open house. However, it can. And when is the best time to hold an open house? And what are the benefits and drawbacks of that? And how do you handle an open house during COVID, when you as a home seller want to protect yourself from people bringing potentially COVID in with them, right? Let's jump to Manassas first. Manassas, Virginia, I listed a home for one of our listeners last summer, and we spent over the last 6 months some coaching, some staging consultations, some improvements were made to the property, and the house went on the market, and we priced it right to the market. This is a $650,000 home. Priced right to the market. It's a four bedroom, two full bath colonial upstairs with another half bath on the first floor, level walkout basement, gorgeous fireplace, beautiful screen and porch off the back, and a nice view of a pond off behind the property. There was so much interest the day we went live on Thursday. I think we had something like 17 showing requests in that first 4 hours. We knew we had a hot property by virtue of that. As a result, we put a deadline immediately. We put a deadline for Tuesday at 2 p.m. to receive any and all offers, if there were any. What I mean is we managed the other agents and the buyer's expectations that if they wanted to submit an offer on this home, we would review those offers 6 days later, Tuesday at 2. We went on the market on Thursday. Our goal was then, once we saw that voracious appetite for the property, was to allow for as much interest as possible to be expressed, the demand to be written into the offers, and ultimately one party to win the opportunity and buy the home. We wanted to generate for our client a no appraisal contingency, no home inspection contingency, high deposit, quick settlement offer for our seller by creating that auction-like scenario. And very important that your real estate agent, whoever it is that you decide you're going to hire, has a clear plan of action for that first week on the market and how they're going to handle that scenario. Plus, what day of the market that your home goes up for sale plays a big part into whether you can get the full expression of market demand or not. Case in point, in 33 years and 3,500 plus houses sold, I've seen over and over again that Thursday is the best day, at least in my opinion, because you are able to get all the way through a weekend when not only the buyers have come through, but mom and dad, the buyer's purchasers, parents can come through, family members and whatnot, and gel and solidify that interest so that we were able to drive 24 prospective purchasers. Now, we held that home open. We had 25 groups in from 10 a.m. until noon. contradictory time to normal open house timing. The demand was severe, 25 groups through there. We had something like 65 or 70 groups through total in our six-day window. At 650, buyers came in and were willing to offer 650 and escalate up by 10, 15, 20, hoping that that might get them the opportunity. But we had three buyers who were at 700 out of the gate, saw the value in their mind. Again, if price is what you pay, the value is what you get. Buyers looked at the home and saw a value in their mind that was up to whatever number they were comfortable with, whatever number they could imagine the value to be, right? My job as the listing agent is to sell the value to the customer. And then when there's multiple parties demanding for what they perceive the value is to see that price go, 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 go. We ultimately ended up over $720,000, a full 10%, 11% over asking with no appraisal. So there's no unseating this offer by the bank coming in later and saying, well, I see the buyer's willing to pay you this, but we don't think the value is there because we're looking backwards at the comparables. No. We got rid of that. And we also got rid of a home inspection so that the inspection is now no longer a part of this offer and the buyers are committed with no homeowners association, with a very small feed homeowners association and a five-day review period. The purchasers had 5 days after they ratified to receive the documents, review the documents, and make sure that they're comfortable with the rules, which in this neighborhood were, don't paint your house purple and orange. An obvious no-brainer, but otherwise pretty loose and easy. The market is so tight right now. You look in Manassas, you look in Potomac, like in Potomac, Maryland, home listings are down 28% right now from a year ago at the same time. Fairfax, very comparable. We're getting ready to put properties on the market in a multitude of cities, and we're just seeing this absolute dearth of supply. Dearth, absence of is the word, right? We held two open houses on two other properties this past weekend, and the way we're running these is we're requiring a registration at the front door. We have essentially created a system where a buyer shows up, is greeted by a member of our group. The buyer is now texting their name and their email address to get in line to be able to come in so that there's not an overwhelming number of people wandering through a home without attendance. We don't want to spread COVID, right? We want to be careful of it. And we also want to maintain and organize all of the information, all of the prospects. So, from 11 to 1 on Sunday, and then from 2 to 4, we held two open houses, and both cases had roughly 25 groups come through. It was so quick. We were able to manage all of the activity, answer all of the questions, because we had two people hosting the open, one at the front to gather information, one inside to greet, meet, and give the basics, the overview, and answer specific questions, as we continue to have just two to maybe three groups in each home at any time, managing the rest of the parties outside until someone exited out the back door of the house and somebody else could come in through the front. And we kept our flow. We tried to keep a one-way direction. Let's go upstairs. Let's go this direction first. When you're finished, come back to me. I'll show you out to the back and answer questions. You hear what I'm saying? There's a strategy and a method to maintaining your best interest as a home seller and generating all of this interest, but controlling who comes in, giving them booties, giving them gloves, giving them masks as necessary, hand sanitizer. So we're protecting your interest while exhausting all of the interest. And oftentimes an open house gives us a chance to meet your neighbors too. So it's good for us. That's why I tell you only 1% of homes sell from the open house, but you get to have buyers come back to the open and they re-solidify their interest. Or we have neighbors who come in and they are looking to potentially sell and we love meeting them. Because we need inventory right now. I'm telling you, if you are thinking of selling, this is the market. It is the best market I've seen since 2004. It's been 17 years since 2004, and it feels like it was yesterday. Now, I feel like I can just see it. Back in 1988, my second year in the business, in 1989, and then in 2003, 4, and part of 5, and then now, and last year, so 2021. We are in a crazy good market. Folks, if you are ready to sell, this is the kind of appetite that is out, and I'd like to express to you how your home would fit within that. We can start with a phone call, 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. And Grace, my lovely assistant, will take your call, and she'll set up a time for either myself or one of our team members to come and see you, or just to chat by phone about how we'll work and maybe give you some insight into the overall market and value for your home before we've ever stepped into your home. So ready to have that conversation, call us now, 800-900-9104. ericstewartgroup.com is the website, and you can email me directly if you're interested at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. We've got a new listing. I'll talk to you about that after the break. First, I've got Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, what's going on today?
Hi, Eric. Two things. One, today, the 31st, is the last day of the past few weeks that we've been having the Beacon 50 Plus Virtual Expo. So it's the last chance for your listeners to take a look at that. They should go to beacon50expo.com. We have all kinds of wonderful speakers and classes and entertainers and lots of resources, and it closes down at midnight. So this is your last chance. Go take a look if you haven't already done so. In terms of this coming issue, though, I want to point out a nice, interesting article about a scam that you might get. It's a texting scam. You'll be getting a message probably that says you're offered a year of free Netflix because of the pandemic. We're trying to be nice. It's not from Netflix. It's not, nothing is free like that. If you click on the button, it's going to take you to a fake website, and you're going to be asked for personal information, and they're just phishing for your personal information and your credit card number. So don't fall for it, and don't even respond to say, no, I'm not interested, because either way, they'll know you're a real number, and they'll have you in their database for future use.
Good advice, Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper. Read about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. I'll be back with more of my show right after this. Don't go away. Lots of exciting stuff to come.